time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Backyard Barbecuer.
Mr. Backyard Barbecuer.
You've never once helped a little lady in the kitchen. You've never assisted her with the grocery shopping. But for some reason, when it comes to grilling slabs of flesh over an open fire, it's suddenly a man's job.
You love to handle your meat.
You know precisely how long it takes to cook every variety of meat. A steak, one beer. Brisket, three. An entire suckling pig, can you say keg?
You're both getting marinated.
When the meat is fully cooked, you're half baked.
Try not to pass out in the fire, yeah.
So the next time you're wiping barbecue sauce off every one of your appendages, be sure to thank the guy in the Kiss the Cook apron, passed out in the chaise lounge. Mr. Backyard Barbecuer, a real American hero.
Mr. Backyard Barbecuer.
Don't look now, I think the deck is on fire.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, February 9th. A Google executive in Egypt is ready to die for his causes.
What?
Now, why would you want to do that?
What?
Yeah, there's a Google executive in Egypt that decided to be one of the anti-government protesters. So he got famous because obviously he works for Google. So now this guy's like totally
putting him in a situation. So he's going after what he believes, though. It's not.
But, you know, I mean, normally any person there is not going to stand out, but just because he's associated with Google, he's in the news.
You know? Wow.
So, yeah.
He's not being held hostage.
I'm sure they don't want to be in the news for this reason, but that's what happens, man. You deal with third world countries, and you sometimes get into trouble, you know, so... How are you doing this morning, Kara?
I'm doing good. I showed you my new tan.
Yeah, is that a new one? Because you always put fake tan on, don't you?
Yeah, well, this one was a combination of two. Yesterday I was running out the door, so I did like two different ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't thoroughly rub it in or rub it down or rub it around.
Mm-hmm.
So I woke up this morning and it looked like it was the first time I've ever used it.
Yeah.
And apparently I scratched my legs and stuff when it was still kind of wet.
Uh-huh.
So I got like scratchy marks.
Oh God!
It just looks bad all around. I'm supposed to go out tonight, so we'll see what I need to do.
Yeah.
I've been wearing pantyhose a lot, but you can only wear those so many times. They're not good for you, if you know what I mean.
Really?
Do you know about that?
No, I don't. What do they do?
For a woman's nether regions.
Uh-huh. What does it do?
It's just not good.
Why?
You shouldn't wear too many pantyhose.
Even when you wear panties?
Yeah, it's not very
really?
Good. It traps stuff and heat, like it's
the sweat and stuff. Yeah.
Well, like it's a very like it needs the area needs to breathe.
Yeah.
You can't be like suffocating it all the time with pantyhose.
Uh huh. Okay.
You'll jack up some stuff downstairs if you know what I mean.
I see. Okay. Well, we learned a lesson today. I'm never wearing pantyhose.
Yeah,
from now
it's not
on.
Very good. I mean, you can wear them, but you just can't wear them like every day. Or,
I see.
You know.
Okay. So what are you gonna do about the stain? Can't you wash it off and do it over?
Yeah, I'm gonna. Well, this is more of a self tanner, so it actually stays on for a few days and it slowly comes off. So I'm gonna have to scrub it.
Oh wow!
I'm gonna have to get like the big thing of a loofah and
I'm
scrub it.
I'm telling you, it's so tough being a woman, you know.
You know, it's all just all these different things that you get stuck on that make you think about yourself. It's really stupid. I mean, it's more times grooming, more times doing maintenance, more time focusing on this and. It just keeps you so preoccupied with stupid shit that's not even about anything important. You know what I mean? You have to, like, really consciously go, okay, just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I think some men get a little bit metro, but for the most part, it's not like that. No. Maybe it is a little bit.
Do you
think
men use those tan?
Yeah, I know
tans?
Some guys. And
really?
I went out with a guy the other night, and I looked at him. I said, have you had some work done? And he did. He
really?
Had like three procedures done.
Really?
Yeah.
Including tanning?
Well, he does tanning, but that's not a procedure.
Right.
When it comes to...
But, yeah, because I asked you about the tanning.
Plastic surgery is what I meant.
Okay.
Like, there's a lot of guys out here that are in entertainment. I know guys that are getting hair plugs, hair transplants.
Oh, my God.
You know.
Those are gross.
Yeah, lifts here, tucks there, and you're like, ah, this
hair implants never look good, do they?
I mean, where are they getting that hair from?
Well, that's not the question. The question is, it looks like plugs, you know?
Yeah, apparently it's gotten a lot better, and there's a lot of people that have it that you wouldn't know.
Really?
Apparently.
Wow.
But I don't know. I have not had plugs.
Wow. I wonder how painful that procedure is, you know?
I don't know, Sam. But you got a big head of hair, so you're never.
No, I don't have to worry about that. Yeah.
Yeah, your hair is very full.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very gray, but it's
yeah,
very
no.
Cool.
Thankfully, I'm not going bald, which is nice. You know, I am gray, but that's good. You know, I'm not complaining about that. But, you know, I don't know what I would do if I was going bald. You know, I would really, because I don't like the bald head look, you know, like to shave it all down.
Yeah, you don't like that shaved look?
No, I don't. But then you look really weird if you just have like a bald spot, you know, at the back of your head. And
yeah.
You look like some kind of a professor.
Well, what about doing a comb over?
Oh, God.
A big old thick comb over. Maybe get some extensions
yeah.
that clip them onto the...
Well, I'm not going to make fun of it because I know there's a lot of men that struggle with it, you know?
Yeah, and, I mean, you know, they
it's
can't...
It's not a funny
genetic.
Thing.
It's
yeah.
not just genetic. And it passes from through the woman. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. But I would imagine it'd be hard to really handle it, you know, for a man when he grows older and he loses his hair and stuff. I don't know.
I mean,
it's
it
an
sucks,
easy thing to
but
deal
I don't
with.
Think it's as I don't think it's probably that devastating.
You don't think so? It would
yeah.
be for me, I think.
And I've met a lot of bald dudes, and a lot of bald yeah. dudes are like, I'm bald, who cares? Like
really?
They shave it
wow.
down, they just shave it.
Yeah.
They just have like a different look, a different
right.
tough look going
it
on.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not into that look. I don't know. But some women are into that, you know? Into guys that are like that.
Shaving their head.
Which is interesting. So go figure. You know, everybody likes something else.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So
you're wearing like a really short dress today. What is it? Like a sweater?
Oh, it's just a sweater, but I have shorts underneath.
Oh, you do have shorts underneath.
Yeah.
God, I thought this is short.
No, I got shorts.
Oh, okay, good.
And if I'm sitting around...
You are creating the illusion that you're wearing a mini dress. No?
I don't think anybody's that turned on when they look and they see this shitty tan job on my legs. They're like, whoa, put it away. Put them away.
Yeah, maybe nobody will notice. Who knows?
Well, probably at night they won't.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah. So what's going on? You still dating and everything? Or do
yeah,
you want to talk
I mean,
about it?
Yeah, I mean, I went out with a dude and he's just getting really like into me. And part of that's fun and flattering. And part of it's like, you need to pump the brakes.
Right. But you keep seeing him.
No, we've only gone out once. We're supposed to go out again this week as
oh,
well.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
We're supposed,
I thought
we've
seen each other every day.
No, but he's like wanting to chat and stuff and text. Really cool guy. Just
what's with the texting? I mean, can't
he
talk
just
to
like
you
a just sweet little text? And we do talk on the phone, but it's like he's a great guy. He's great on paper. It's just one of these things where I'm just not there on that level. And I've told him that, but he's not quite getting it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to break it down.
It's hard to get that, yeah, because when a woman shows interest and then she sort of like puts the brakes on, it makes you wonder.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, I mean, I'm just not ready for the full enchilada thing. I don't mind hanging out, having a good laugh and a good drink.
Right.
That's fun.
But then that's not what guys want, you see.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't please everybody.
Enough.
What am I supposed to do? At some point, I got to do what I want, right? That's what I was noticing. I was like, I started feeling like, oh, I'm starting to make this person, I'm starting to try to placate this person when, no, I need to just go, no.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't what I want. Not
right.
what I want. So yeah. relax.
Well, at least you tell them in the beginning. So that's
yeah,
good,
I mean, I'll
know?
Buy my own stuff. I don't have to pay for everything. I'll buy my own drinks. I don't care. Food or whatever. My own freaking McDonald's, wherever we go.
But why would you do that? You feel that...
No, I'm just saying, like, if a guy's putting it out there and paying for stuff and he wants things to move in a certain direction or relationships or sexual or whatever...
Yeah, but it's his decision to spend the money, you know? You don't have to feel
well,
bad about
I don't want
it.
I don't even want it to be an issue. I don't even want it to be like a sense of entitlement. And there are guys. I mean, even guys that act like they're not. I mean, I've met so many guys that think, I'm putting out this effort. I'm making a woman feel a certain way. I'm doing these things for her. and still nothing's happening.
Right.
And they feel pissed.
Right.
Even if it is their responsibility because they should have decided to, you know, tighten their wallet or whatever, mm-hmm. they feel pissed. And right. I don't even want that. I don't even need it. Like, what is it? Like a couple drinks? Am I spending $20? I don't care.
Yeah. But don't you think it's leading a man on when you make out with him, but then you kind of stop and you're like...
I haven't made out with this guy.
No?
No.
Okay. All right.
I made out with another guy.
Oh, okay.
This was a week ago.
I can't keep up with these guys, man.
I'm just playing.
No, but even with another guy, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter. But if you start making out with them and everything, they think, gee, you know, she wants to go there.
Okay, the dude that I made out with a couple weeks ago, which I didn't tell everybody on the air, and it was very PG. It was just kissing.
Uh-huh.
He's just as relaxed and not interested as I am. So it's great.
Really?
It's like, it's great.
That's
He's
good.
Just as
yeah.
like laid back, like didn't call me for a day or a day or two and then called me and was like, hey, you want to go hang out? Da, da, da.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, sure. And then he wanted to hang out last night and I couldn't because I had other stuff going on.
Uh-huh.
But it just relaxed. I'm not interested that much, even though he thinks he's in love with me. He still is. His attention span's not there. And I'm like, great. Give me somebody with a big case of ADD. You know?
Yeah.
So nobody's feelings are hurt, believe me.
Yeah.
And we're not doing anything dirty. It's just kissing.
Right.
It's just kissing and fun, flirty, you know?
Yeah. It just seems like it's unclear as to what you want exactly.
Well,
you know?
It is unclear.
I mean, I didn't realize.
I
would go crazy.
I didn't know what I wanted either. But, I mean, I'm being upfront. I'm being very upfront, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, boom, this is where I am. Boom, relax.
She wants everybody to relax.
Just relax.
Relax, everyone.
Just relax. You know?
Yeah.
So there we go. That's where I am with everything.
But what if people are high energy? How are they going to relax?
No, I mean, personality-wise, be yourself. I don't want any emotional claims on me.
Yeah.
Before. It takes time for me to get there. You know? I can't be feeling like I'm your girlfriend or like I have to... you know, be there in a certain way for you if
right.
I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
You know, it takes me time. I can even really like a guy, but if he starts doing that shit,
Yeah. Well, like we said yesterday, I mean, you know, I think you would like to have a relationship, but I don't think you're ready for one, you know?
I guess not.
Yeah.
I guess the cards are in. I guess I'm realizing that.
Yeah. I mean, you still want your independence. That's what you were saying.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe you feel you're going to be smothered by someone, you know?
Yeah. I mean, this guy that I met is really cool. Like, he wants to go to church and stuff.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, let's don't.
Let's go out to church.
He's very sweet. He's like, we should go to church. No.
Yeah, why don't you want to?
It's just too much.
You think he's doing it for you?
No, he's genuine. It's just it's intimate.
Really? Going to church is intimate?
It's just a spiritual experience, and I don't really want to just share that with any dude. Just going to church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're one tough woman, man.
I'm a tough woman.
Yeah.
I
think I would be frustrated too if a woman pulled that kind of thing, you know?
Well, I'm telling you, from my perspective, every little experience, but I don't like unload this on one person.
Right.
I mean, I'm sharing
just accumulating.
I just sharing all this stuff with you guys because one, it's kind of crazy and funny, and I'm working out my issues on air like everyone else does, right? Just working out my psychosis in front of the, you know, thousands and thousands of listeners.
Yeah.
I think that's normal.
Yeah, it's very normal.
It's very normal. So
absolutely.
You know, but I'm sure I'm not alone. There's a lot of people who have a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay. Well, I'm not fixing you up with anybody. Now I'm glad I didn't enroll you in any dating thing.
You never fixed me up with anyone. Is there anybody that I would
have been interested? Well, no, but we were going to enroll you in a dating thing. Now I'm glad I didn't because it wouldn't have gone anywhere.
You're glad that you saved that money?
Yeah.
The money you told me you're going to put towards my future husband and then you took away from me?
Yeah. Well, you're not interested in the future husband. That's apparently the case.
Well, I am, but, you know, in the future.
Oh, in the future, okay.
Keyword, future.
When will you decide that?
I don't know, man.
Even if the right one comes along tomorrow? I mean, will you know it's the right one?
I just got to relax. Everybody just relax.
There you go, relax.
I'm sweat right now. I'm getting a little
sweat
under my...
Start with the relaxation.
Starting to... My legs are shaking. My fake tan's stressing me out, and I'm starting to get sweaty. sweat.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting about pantyhose. I didn't realize.
Yeah, they can give a woman a straight-up yeast infection.
Really?
And I did just say the word yeast infection.
Wow.
That's you got to watch out.
Yeah.
You got to watch out. It's too much heat down there. You got to watch out. That's gross anyway.
Oh, man.
I can't just... Hey, my computer?
What?
I'm feeling the fact that my computer was not $1,300.
Yeah?
I'm feeling the fact that this computer was like $400.
Why? What is happening to it?
It just doesn't do nearly as much as my other computer does in the quickness that my other computer did. And, like, I'm trying to edit video footage and stuff. It doesn't have nearly as many options. It doesn't play QuickTime video. I mean, I can't. Certain QuickTime stuff, like if I download something that's QuickTime, I have to now get the QuickTime software and put it in here.
Right.
Like, there's a bazillion things that are...
Yeah, but on the Mac, too, with other things. I mean, the Mac has QuickTime built in, but they don't have other things built in. So you might have
to
download
those. It just was easy.
This
thing, I'm grateful to have it, very grateful to have a computer, but it's definitely...
It's just because you're not accustomed to it. You're an Apple person, you know?
I'm called a straightforward person. Apple seems to get that.
Yeah, well, you know what? I just got a computer.
Oh, you did?
Well, I did, yeah. I got a replacement computer the other day, and I went to Sony, to their retail stores, like an asshole, right? Because I couldn't find a better computer anywhere.
Really?
Of what I wanted, yeah. So I went there, and I bought the computer knowing that if I return it, it's a 15% restocking fee. And I never buy places like this because you're taking a risk. Why should you take the risk? Let the fucking store take the risk. Of you not liking it.
15% restocking fee?
Right. So, I didn't worry about it because I figured, oh, this is like top-of-the-line computer. It's a Sony, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to have any problems. Well, you know what? I go home and install all my software and everything, and the computer is really slow. You know? And I'm going, what the hell? You know, the one that I have is a lot faster than this.
Why is it
this
slow?
Is supposed to be, I don't know. I don't know, but, you know, I know a thing or two about computers. I've been around them for 30 years. I know what's fast, what's slow, you know, and I was really getting irritated and disappointed because, I mean, obviously, I went out and spent the money. Well, it doesn't matter.
I want to know. How much is a Sony?
Because, like, less than a Mac. Let's put it that way, okay? So, you know, I mean, after that, I went to Apple, and I just can't believe the fucking prices that Apple charges and that people pay. I mean, for the price you can get, for the price of a basic MacBook, you can get three PC laptops.
Now, you're right. The price is ridiculous. But let me tell you, once you go Mac, you never go back. And let me tell you.
That's bullshit.
Let me tell
I
you,
went
30,
Mac,
30 years,
and
man.
I went back.
I've been
with Macs, believe
really?
Me. They've given me just as much
if
heartache.
You get like a good, like a nice Mac, I think you would just be cruising on that thing. It's fast. It's easy. It's awesome.
Well,
I just,
you'll be amazed that when you put, when you compare a PC to a Mac with the same specifications, the Mac costs three times as much.
No, I know the price is inflated.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's like you're not necessarily getting
but the performance
a fast machine, you know?
The performance is great, though.
Well, you know, maybe. Maybe you don't have a lot of software on it. I don't know.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But so what's the deal? So you
But, you know, a Mac for $1,700 is slower than a PC for $1,000.
Well, are you talking about the Pro Tool? The Pro
No, I'm just talking about the specs of the computer. The processor, the memory, the speed, so forth, you know. I mean, look, Macs are cool, but at the same time, I just look like, you know, I mean, I have an iPhone, and I'm really irritated that I do, because, like, now it doesn't work. I went to Apple, and I'm waiting in line and waiting, and, you know, you have to make an appointment there at the Genius Bar, and I'm just waiting, and nobody's helping me. You know, there's six people sitting at the bar, and there's only one guy helping out. So, you know, again, it's like you're locked into Apple. And that's the same thing with the Macs, you know. You just locked into them. You can't, and you have to pay what they want you to pay. So I don't.
So what's going on with your iPhone?
The iPhone just freezes up all the time.
Oh man.
Yeah, you know, I've got the iPhone 4 ever since I got it. So I'm trying to take it back, and you can't even do that. Did you ever notice you walk into an Apple store, there's nobody to talk to because everybody's busy, and there's no like place where you walk up to a salesperson. You just have to find one and follow them around the store until they're free for a moment. That is bullshit to me. Okay? When I go to a store, I want to be able to talk to a salesman at a counter or something, you know, a designated place where I know I can speak to a salesman. You know, but to just walk around and hope that someone will be free and have to chase them down and stand around like a fucking asshole, you know, that's what happens. That's what happens when I go to the Apple store and I need something from them.
So did you get the, what happened? Did you get a
I returned the fucking thing and I paid the 15%, you know.
At Sony?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they're like, well, there's nothing defective with the computer. I said, well, it's fucking slow. I'm not paying this, you know. And so I ended up paying the 15%. But But I knew, you know, it's not like I didn't know it would happen. And it was stupid of me to buy one there.
How did you know? I mean, was there any way that you could have looked at the specs and known it would have been slow?
No, because you look at the specs and it looks like really fast. I mean, it's top of the line. That's what mm-hmm. I mean, you know?
Yeah.
High definition screen, 6 gigabytes of RAM.
Yeah.
A quad core processor. I mean, you know, I don't know what else you
can
ask
for. Let me tell
you,
I've got some stickers on mine. Mine say Intel Celeron.
Right.
And then it says Satellite 6. C655.
What that's the name of your Toshiba there. Yeah, that's
okay,
the model.
Okay, then it's got a full-size keyboard, touchpad, touchpad with multi-touch control.
Right, but those are just like that's the exterior. I'm talking
DVD
about the guts of it.
DVD multi-drive, spacious HDD.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Hard drive, spacious hard drive, like a big hard drive.
Spacious HDD, it doesn't mean HDD like high definition?
No.
Oh, shit.
No. That's hard drive.
Oh, what is Energy Star?
No, for this kind of money, you're not going to get a high-definition screen.
Listen, why do I have an Energy Star? What's Energy Star mean?
That's just the power management when it, like, goes black, when it sits around too long, to save your battery.
Okay, why does it say...
And to save power, too.
Okay. Well, yeah. What else does it say?
It doesn't matter. It's not going to have the specs right on there, I'm telling you.
Oh, really?
I can look it up in your computer if you want.
Well, I got a Toshiba thing.
Right.
It's got a Toshiba page that I can look at.
Okay, but all the specs inside, you have to look on the software there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll show you. But, you know, I mean, you got an entry level, and it should be fine, because mostly you do internet and email and things like that.
Yeah, well,
right?
I thought it's fine. I'm not complaining. Like I said, I'm glad to have a decent computer that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can't expect a computer that costs a fraction of the price to do what $1,900 Mac can do.
Yeah.
You know.
No, so, you're right, but it's just, it's interesting how much of a difference it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway,
It's crazy to buy an Apple. I don't know where people get that kind of money.
So what are you going
to
do now?
Now I'm just staying with the one I have because I can't find anything.
Sorry, there's music.
Thank you.
So you're going to
I'm just going to stay with what I have until something good comes out. Because I like the way it looks in addition to... I mean, to me, it's important the way it looks in addition to how it performs, you know? Because you look at it all the time. Besides, the monitor is the most important thing. And that's why I want high definition. Because it gives you more space to do things. When it's higher definition, everything gets smaller, but you get a bigger area on your screen.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and... you know, I can't seem to find something cool. You know, the Sony was the only one that looked cool. And that's why I went out and spent that kind of money knowing that I'd have to pay restocking fee. But, you know, most places, like you go to Fry's, you don't have to pay it. Best Buy, you used to have to pay it. But now mm-hmm. around the holiday season, they decided to do away with that. So I think it's still in effect where you don't pay restocking on computers at Best Buy. So, you know, but they didn't have the specs that I wanted. So, you know,
I mean,
it just goes to show you, you know, you have to be very careful as a consumer.
There's just so many BS fees out there, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a whole different money market thing where people just tack this on, tack that on, and just you just make up a bullshit answer.
Right.
Processing
and they push
fee,
all the extended warranty on you and shit. You know, they don't leave you alone with that.
Processing fee, restocking fee, filing fee. You know, how about just do your job? You know, why don't
do
how about the fact that I already paid X amount of money that's covered?
Right.
It's called just do it. You know, don't like have me pay you on
what
top
are you tacking up? I mean, what are they taking on there that you're talking about?
It's like have me pay you to on top of already paying you to do something.
Like what?
No, it's just that's what it feels like. All right, tip us or pay us this processing fee. Well, that's why they get paid X amount of dollars an hour. That's why I bought the product. It's all in there. It's all included. Just do it. Shit. Get me mad, Sam.
Okay, I'll get you mad. I say?
I'm just telling you.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, that's the thing with computers, and I'm very picky also. So, you know, I just as soon stay with what I have right now. It does crash sometimes, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah. You have to reinstall everything, and that becomes like a pain in the ass.
How often does it crash?
Every couple of days or so.
It's
not too bad,
I mean,
and I think I know how to address it.
I am very sure that there's got to be a computer out there that's not Mac that can meet your standards.
No, but the thing is, you see, computers start crashing when you install all kinds of software on there. You know, sometimes, you know, there must be a memory problem, and then you can just replace the memory in that. So I think that's what I'm going to try and do. But essentially, the best thing to do is just reinstall Windows on your computer and start over. But then you have to reinstall all your programs and back up everything, and it's just like a pain in the ass. And you always realize that you didn't copy something, and now it's gone forever, you know, that kind of a thing. So it's like open heart surgery.
Yeah.
To reinstall Windows on there, you know.
Yeah.
So I just postponed it and that. What the hell? All right. Well, enough about computers. So you heard about Lindsay Lohan, right? The latest thing now.
She's due to go to possibly.
She's probably going to go to jail because she's going to be charged with grand theft of a necklace. You didn't hear that?
What?
Yeah, she stole a necklace from, or allegedly stole a necklace from a California jewelry store last month. $2,500 bracelet.
What?
Yeah. Or necklace, I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah. And she's on fucking probation, man. I mean, she could go to prison for a long time. Let me see what they're saying here. They're saying that if you steal something that's worth less than $950, then it's only petty theft. And the store claims it was worth $2,500, one of a kind necklace.
Did they find the necklace or what?
Yeah, they found it. I guess she. It says the necklace was handed over to police. It doesn't say who handed it.
I mean, that's kind of crucial, right? I want to know what's.
Yeah, I would imagine. You know, Lindsay Lohan handed it to the police, but right before they were ready to do a search warrant. But, I mean, she's facing up to 3 years in jail, man. You know?
Wow.
And who knows how many they're going to tack on for breaking her probation, too. That sucks,
man. How many years in jail?
Let me see. Hold on. It's a felony grand theft, and the penalty ranges from 16 months to 3 years in California, in a state prison. Man, she's going in for a long time, I'm telling you. You know, because she went to rehab, and they told her that, you know, I mean, she better stay clean and free of problems and before February 25th, you know.
And maybe she wants to go to prison. I don't know.
I don't think so. I just think she's out of control.
Yeah.
And these people don't realize the consequences of what they do. You know, they can't help themselves. Now, remember with Winona Ryder, she also stole some jewelry some time ago.
Yeah,
or was it clothes or whatever?
Yeah, she was shoplifting.
Yeah, shoplifting. And you have to ask yourself, you know, I mean, what the hell is going on here? I mean, these people can buy out the whole fucking store if they want to. And the owner, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that stuff is deep. That's like weird stuff. That's like screwed
up. It's really weird, huh? I mean, you try to figure it out.
I don't understand it. I mean, in us looking at it, when you go to work and you have to earn money and you have to like live a normal life, you go,
right.
Why would you do that?
Right.
And why do you need to do that? You know,
it's not like you're trying to. Exactly. I mean, they do have the money.
You're not trying to put food on your food on the table for your family and you have to steal this loaf of bread. It's not like that situation. It's a.
Right.
$2,500.
Yeah, you know, and it's not something illegal that you don't want people to know and things like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe these, I mean, I can make a lot of jokes about it because obviously it's ridiculous, but I don't understand the real reason behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know that anybody does. You know, it's very complex.
I'm sure it's related to some kind of addiction or some kind of,
but she's. I think she's been totally screwed up by her success. You know, I mean, look at all the things she does, you know. But maybe she can get cleaned up. I mean, if Robert Downey Jr. could do it, maybe she can do it too, you know?
Well, I mean, she's not the only star out there that's had problems with this. And then there's many stars who don't go around stealing shit and that don't go around drunk driving and they don't go around, you know, violating probation. There's a lot of them that don't do it.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what she's suffering from.
You can see also she can't keep a relationship for any period of time. I mean, has she been with a guy in a relationship?
I mean, the
last one was that girl that she was with, right? That's the only one I remember. I don't think she's been dating anybody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's probably just, yeah. I mean, I don't know. She hasn't talked to me recently, so.
No.
We've yet to email.
Yeah.
What
about the Kardashians? Do you like the Kardashians?
You mean the Kardashians?
The Kardashians? I'm sorry. It didn't sound
they're really right. A fun reality show. They are a guilty pleasure. I've watched their show a lot. The Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're like guilty pleasure. They're funny. Their relationship between all three of the sisters are very interesting and funny. And
really? They seem to be pretty weird, huh?
No, they're not. No? It's not weird. It's just a little bit over the top.
Top type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, they're socialites.
They're full of themselves.
They grew up. They're socialites. They live. Mm-hmm. They have a different. I mean, the reason why these shows are fascinating is because it's a very extreme life that most people don't live. So you watch it like a train wreck, and you're like, what?
But they don't get in trouble or anything, right?
One of the sisters did get in trouble with a DWI one time, or DUI, I think.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, but for the most part, they don't. I mean, the main one, Kim, she doesn't drink. One of them has a baby, and the other one's married now. So it's like they're kind of, you know, but it's just
they're
their dynamic.
They're going to fade away if they're getting married, man. You know?
Well,
I
just think
people
that
like all their adventures as single girls.
I don't know. They're doing pretty well. Yeah. Mm. But, it's just kind of like trash TV that sucks you in.
Yeah.
And my favorite, though, is The Real Housewives. That is just train wreck city, and I can't help it. I watched some of it last night online.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody, this guy that was, you know, is interested, and he was, like, trying to text me. He's like, what was going on? And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of a very dramatic moment with The Real Housewives of Atlanta. I'm caught up and swept in it. I'll be back in a second. He's like, good to know I'm on where I am on the food chain.
Uh-huh.
I was like, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to get this in real quick. Kind of see what's going on. But they're just hysterical. The Real Housewives of Atlanta is the best.
Yeah. Well, I haven't gotten into it, but I sort of like see parts of it sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
When it's just on TV.
It's over the top funny. It's so
it
funny.
Is, huh?
Yeah.
They're crazy.
So
those Beverly Hills ones are crazy too, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they're all crazy, and I'm sure some of it's played up for the camera. Again, it's kind of the concept of people with, you know, a lot of money and a lot of time in their hands, and it's, I don't know why that's fascinating, but there's something fascinating about it, and there's something toxic about it. I mean, I feel guilty sometimes. Yeah. I do. I'm going to be honest. I feel guilty watching some of the shows. I'm like, my brain cells are dying right now.
Really? Yeah.
Well, it's
just...
It's
like, why do we care about these people, right?
Yeah, I think it's the delusion of grandeur. When somebody has they live in an alternate universe in their mind, and I'm not saying they're not functional, but they constantly are building up their own hype or constantly building up their own kingdom or whatever. It's just fascinating because it's you see through it, but they don't.
And yeah, it's like a train wreck. You
but
know?
Yet we're the ones that support it because we watch it.
We make it successful. Yeah,
yeah. It's very funny because this person thinks they're fabulous and you're like, no, you're not. You're just another person with some issues.
Right.
But because they like have this weird, crazy world that they think is this, this, and this, it's fascinating. So you watch it and you support it, and then they just get more and more filled with their own hype because they have a lot of listeners. Like just say like the Jersey.
Yeah, and then what's mind-boggling is they'll put their whole fucking life on the TV show, you know, and it's like, where's your privacy? So
well,
I mean, these are
know.
People that are really full of themselves, you know.
Well, I'll let you know when
bigger
I do it because I want to have my own reality show one day.
You are?
Yeah, it's called Living Vicariously.
Okay.
And it'll be hysterical. But mine's not like that. Okay. Mine'll be more just funny, goofy. Well,
yeah, you need like a crazy life, like a Charlie Sheen or something. He needs a reality show.
No, I mean, my stuff is funny, though, because I just, I mean, I'm always getting into trouble and stuff. It's just not like with the law.
Yeah.
Which is good, thank God.
Yeah.
Except for some parking tickets I got to pay off. So Ashley Simpson filed for divorce from Pete Wentz. Who is her husband? And
Ashley Simpson?
Ashley Simpson. You remember her?
I didn't realize she was married.
Yeah, she's married
How
with a baby.
How old is she? 18 years old?
No, I think she's like 27, 26 or something
Are
like
you
that.
Serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, so they're going to have joint custody and, you know. So it says, after Bronx was born, Ashley made a conscious decision to get out of the business, but Pete's heart was in music, so he kept touring, and that became a big issue in their relationship.
Mm.
So I guess it's very different, you know.
Yeah.
I've heard, you know, one of the statement, excuse me, one of the statements that was made in, or one of the lines in the movie Country Strong, which is about the, you know, the country artist who basically her life goes crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She told a girl, she's like, you know, fame and love cannot live in the same room. And I wonder if that's true.
Mm.
She said they can't live in the same room.
Really?
And like, you have to kind of make a decision what you want.
Wow, but some people can.
Well, I mean, some people look like they can, and then you hear about their divorces later.
Yeah, but some people have been married for a long time. I mean, look at Harrison Ford and Calista Flockhart. You know, I mean, they've been together forever. You know,
but
they're
think
very
about it,
famous.
But think about it. Love and fame. They're not right. in the tabloids. They're not being like...
But they're very famous.
Well, in their own right. I mean, right. you know, he has a huge career that's more in the past. Mm-hmm. I mean, he does stuff now, but his career is kind of... The glory days of his career are in the past, right?
Yeah, but they could have gotten divorced before that. That's what
yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah, and then
you know?
She's not a big star. She's TV. Right. She's TV. Mm-hmm. And... He, you know, it's definitely, obviously well-known, you know,
yeah.
obviously
well-known. But look at John Travolta and Kelly Preston, you
they're
know.
They're not really in the tabloids, you know what I'm saying?
Like well,
the
they are.
The fame element isn't as much in their face.
That's not true.
I don't think
it's
so.
It's not true at all. These people, I mean, every time the media can grab them, the tabloids, they're right after them. I mean, you know, I don't know, man. Mm. But, yeah, I don't know. It's you know, it can't be easy dealing with fame and money. After you're an ordinary person, which everybody more or less starts as. Mm. And, you know, I mean, it just, you know, when so many people want to take something from you or be associated with you and that, it makes you feel like you're bigger than life.
Yeah.
You know, like bigger than God. And mm-hmm. then you start doing stupid things and, you know, it affects you because I don't think human beings are wired to handle that kind of attention.
I agree. I don't think we're made to be like our own, like kings and stuff like that. Like, I don't think we're supposed to be gods.
Yeah.
Like, worship me, I'm amazing. I think we're supposed to serve, you know.
Yeah. But that's what we do. I mean, our celebrities, that's our royalty. You know, we don't have kings and queens. So we made the celebrities our kings and queens. Mm. And we worship them. I mean, in a way, we do. You know, we care about what they do. We look up to them, blah, blah, blah. And all they do really is entertain. So it's not like they're, you know, really important. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, at the same time, people that are important, like scientists or even politicians, entrepreneurs, you don't hear about them. Mm. You know, they're just like they're doing their own things. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's celebrity for you. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody at home that was thinking about becoming a star,
yeah.
just take a day off.
Yeah. But you'd be a star in a moment, right, if you could?
I feel like I'm kind of, you know, made
you
for
You need the
it.
Attention, yeah.
Not like I just feel like it's, I don't know, I just feel big. I feel like my personality's big. I feel like everything's big. But it's not yeah. for... You know, I don't want people to like worship me. I don't want people to. I don't
right.
want. I want to. I really want to. I really want to entertain people. I want to serve people like on that level. I want to, you know, have a stadium filled with people and make them all laugh and cry and you know
yeah.
all that stuff. I want to do something to you know give.
Right.
I don't really want to sit back and just be like I'm awesome. Look what I had tea today.
Right.
You know, I'm chewing a certain stick of gum. I'm awesome. I don't mean like that. I mean
right.
more on. Your talent, like you just want to pour it out and you want to do it and it, you know, just getting to do what you love as a living. I mean, what a huge blessing that is.
Right, right.
That's more what I want to do.
Now, do you ever feel embarrassed that you're not famous and rich? I mean, I feel embarrassed by it.
Are
I mean,
you serious?
Yeah, because I feel I should be. I have everything that it takes.
Oh, are you serious?
And yeah.
That's crazy.
Why? Because some people are like, you know, they really like make it big and you go, what do they have that I don't? You know?
It makes you feel really. I don't feel that
yeah.
way at all.
Yeah.
I feel like a normal human. Not normal. That's a strong word. But strong word is normal. No, not at all. I mean, I think that the real life is in getting up, going to work, hanging out with your family, meeting people.
No, you can still do that. I didn't.
Yeah,
say
but
you don't
I mean,
do
like
that.
Being a star or having.
But succeeding really, you know, succeeding big time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but I think it all goes back to. Your beliefs mm-hmm. and what is success, really? What is success? And that's, are you letting the world define what success means to you? I mean, maybe you are. Maybe you're looking at.
No, but I was asking you specifically about financial success.
Well, I mean, I definitely feel like, you know, mine's more like I don't need to be super rich. I just want to, like, get my bills paid.
Right.
I feel bad about that. But, no, I think that, you know, not everybody's meant to live a life of recognition. But I do think we're all meant to live a life of significance mm. and purpose.
Yeah.
And whether that means you're a janitor or you're a bus driver or whatever your vocation is or a stay-at-home mom, it's all about are you doing it to the best of your ability? Are you really serving in that capacity? Are you, like, you know, cleaning the best toilets or whatever? Are you really having joy in your life and uplifting people? To me, that is that's the battle. That's the real battle. Mm. You know, there's a lot of people that have this and have that and they're miserable, you know?
Right.
And at the end of the day, I mean, you can let people pass judgment on you, but they don't, you know, they're not going home with you unless you let them in your mind or your heart. Like, they're not, who are they to judge you, you know?
No, that's true, you know, but I mean, you want to be successful, you want to get the attention, and, you know, I mean, maybe that's just me, you know, I'm surprised mm-hmm. that you're not like that, because you really want
no,
the
I
attention
love attention.
And stuff, you know?
Oh, my gosh, I mean, I, of course, yeah. you guys know I love attention, absolutely, but I mean, mm-hmm. it's not what I live for, does that make sense? Like, and it's, and money's not what I live for,
right.
and, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm human like everyone else. I feel the effects of that. But what makes me the most excited is inspiring someone or loving someone and seeing, having a shared experience where the light bulb goes off and we're both on the same page and someone's uplifted by you. That's just the most euphoric feeling ever, you know, and bringing joy to somebody. That's so euphoric.
So you don't care if you don't really succeed in your field.
I think that is success. Does that make sense? Like, so if you're asking,
in your field is getting recognition, getting...
Well, you're saying, like, if I don't ever make it and I have my own TV show or, you know...
Yeah, something like that. Like, famous.
That would definitely be something that, you know, would be hard because it's in my heart. It's mm-hmm. it's like they're dreams I've always had. But I also look at it like this. I mean, if it's a difference between having that success and not being happy and not living a life that is really significant, like a life that is really pouring out into other people, but I have those things versus living a life that, you know, I'm doing what I love. It's not on a huge scale. I walk down the streets. Nobody knows me. You know what I mean? But yet what I do, it really does affect people. And maybe it's only like 10 or 15 people or a few hundred or a thousand or whatever. Like that to me is, that's more successful, even though in the eyes of the world, it, you know, it's an unnoticed life. You yeah. know what I mean?
Sounds like bullshit to me, but feel that way, that's fine, you know?
No, I mean, I want the big stuff, obviously.
Right.
I mean, you know that, but I just think that that's not really what success is. Mm. That's not really...
Well, it depends. In today's society, that's what we consider success.
Yeah, but that's society's version. I mean, that's why it goes to your beliefs. Like, I don't believe that, you know, we're all meant to be sitting around trying to be famous and or rich. I don't think that that's what life is about. Even
yeah.
though the world will tell you that. Be a baller. Be a millionaire. Take no prisoners. Be a winner, you know? And there's something great about, yeah, prosperity is a good thing. It's not bad. It's what it does to you. What it can do to you.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a big bank account or a nice car or wealth, but or recognition, but it's just... That in and of itself, what does it really mean? Because we're all going to...
But we don't say that in and of itself. I mean, you know, you can still be a good person.
Yeah,
you can.
You can
still help people. And, you know, but it's... I don't know. I just find it really appealing for people to really be interested in what you have to do, what you have to say. You know, maybe it's too much. I don't know. But look at someone like... you know, like one of the famous ones, like, you know, Angelina or... Mm-hmm. Or Justin Bieber or something. I mean, these people are like, people would go crazy over them, you know?
Yeah.
And all they offer, I mean, what do they have to offer really, but, you know, acting or singing? You know, because we don't know shit about them anyway.
Yeah.
But to reach that kind of success is, you see, for a 16-year-old to achieve this, and for me after 50 years not having achieved that, although, you know, God knows I haven't really pursued it, so
yeah.
that's why I haven't. But it's still kind of embarrassing, you know?
I think it's embarrassing in your own mind because you...
No, it is.
You give it, a certain kind of power over you.
Right.
Like, I don't believe that at all. Mm. I don't look at you and go, oh, my gosh, you're not just a Bieber, Sam.
Right.
Like, that's really funny to me.
Yeah. Or be as famous, you know?
I just think,
want to be Justin Bieber.
You know, being a compassionate, loving person and living a life that really affects people and inspires people, that's more,
right.
That's more
and,
important.
And why can't you have money and help people out?
No, you can, but
and
I'm
people
saying...
people do, right?
Yeah, but you can, and there are
right.
people that do that.
So
but
that's
I'm
what
saying,
I'm saying. It's not mutually exclusive.
Well,
you know,
I know, but what's
that.
The... But you're not more in love with helping people as much as you're in love with the recognition. It's not like you're going, I just would love to make it so that I can help people. You're going, no, I want to be seen in the eyes of the world as a certain way.
Right.
And that's honest, and I'm
right.
sure a lot of people feel the same way.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean I wouldn't help people.
No,
I
that's
definitely
true.
Would.
That's true,
you
but
know,
that's not...
Because I believe there's a certain point...
But what's the priority? Which one's the priority?
Well, you know, I mean, the thing is you can help people, but not as significantly as if you had a lot of money and power.
Yeah, but that's all an illusion, though, because you know what? The reality is...
Not an illusion,
no,
I'm telling
because
you.
Honestly, if people have tons of money and, yeah, they can do some things monetarily, but, you know, if you just live a life, like the day-in, day-out people on a more cellular level, not the bigger, like the global level, but the cellular level, if everyone... that really was passionate about loving somebody, helping someone, and did the little stuff, if everyone lived a life like that, that's way more powerful than just one person throwing money at a problem. You know what I mean? And, it, you know, I don't know. I just think that it's all about how you view success. And it's funny that you want to be Justin Bieber.
No, I didn't say I want to be Justin Bieber. I said I would love the fame that he has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're famous on LA Talk Radio.
I guess, yeah.
Is that enough?
Not quite a Justin Bieber. You know?
No. I mean, you're LA Talk Radio
but, yeah,
famous.
No, you're right. You're right.
You know?
It's just that sometimes, you know, when I watch TV, I go, you know, there's people on one side of the tube and then there's people on the other side. There's people that entertain you and then there's the people that watch.
Well, let's call it what it is.
And I don't want to be the watcher.
Well, listen, you know what? In one way, you're not a watcher because you come up here every day and you we're on show every day.
That's true. And there's
and you
people
do,
that
and
are watching
people love
us.
You,
yeah.
People love you, and you're right. Serving them. You come here, and they hear your voice, and you're doing your thing, and they serve. Right. You're serving them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is great. And you're running a great station. But also, you know, there's a great quote, and it's just fabulous, and it says, be careful of that which you fear, because what you fear is what you serve.
Mm-hmm.
And most people are living for the approval of men. They're living... a life of affirm me, notice me, recognize me. And it runs right. Through the fabric of every human. I mean, I'm the same way. But it's like then you give people power over you, their opinions power over you, when really, ultimately, we're all going to live and die and we all go to the ground, you mm-hmm. know? And it's like, what does this life matter?
Right.
On that level. What's the approval of man, really?
Yeah.
It only goes
but
so
I still
far.
Think you've seen it as black and white, you know? I mean,
I think I'm seeing it on a pretty bigger scheme. I know you're talking about it on a... But I'm thinking of it like...
No, but it seems like when you're thinking of, like, success and money, you don't think that you can help people at the same time?
No, I think you can.
I mean, okay, and it could be just a stronger drive, you know? I mean, it doesn't mean that it wouldn't be.
No, I'm not saying that you can't do those things.
I've always thought that if I had a lot of money, I would definitely help a lot of people. You know,
mm-hmm.
because it is in me, you know, I mean, I want to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but people will tell you, oh, you don't have to be rich to help people. You can go and volunteer and all that stuff, which is true.
Well, you know, do the stuff that when no one's looking and that's,
right.
that's really helping somebody. Like I have a friend of mine. She's like, you want to go help? She told me, she's like, you want to go to a homeless thing they're having? It's in Crenshaw. It's South Central. It's this Thursday, 6:30 in the morning. And, you know. You want to go? She told me that, and I was like, oh, yeah, what do you know? I'm on a radio show.
Yeah, I can't fucking wait.
I was like, I'm going to be on a radio show. Sorry, I'm going to have to pass on that one. But, I mean, that's kind of the cool thing is doing it when no one's looking and there's no recognition.
Right.
That's really coming from your heart.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter, I think. You know, if you give, you give. It doesn't matter why, you know?
But it may not matter on the receiving end, but on your end it matters. You know why? Because... people that give when they're being watched versus when they're not, it says something different about someone's heart.
No, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Like when you give out of your wealth versus giving out of your poverty, it's two different things.
Mm-hmm.
When you give and it hurts, I'm not saying you have to, but I'm saying when you give and it's actually your last thing, that means something so different.
That's true, but not many people are going to do that. You know, you have to be a Mother Teresa or something, you know? But for normal people...
No, we all can do it, actually.
But for normal people, you know, we need to have some kind of recognition for what we do.
Well, you know what? There's a great...
You know, we're not the Dalai Lama.
You know what Gandhi said, though? Gandhi had, you know, did the peace movement, and he had all this money and everything, and he still walked around with a cane and a loincloth. They said, Gandhi...
He had money? He didn't have money.
Well, he had influence and power, and they said, Gandhi, why are you still rocking... They didn't say it like this, but they're like, why are you still rocking a loincloth?
Uh-huh.
And everything. He said, I live simply so that my people can simply live.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good
but
for
it's
him.
So, but there's something very fascinating in that.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, once in a generation, you get someone like that. You know?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, it's not just for him. It's so that it inspires us to kind of take from it. And,
right.
And
could you live like that?
I mean, in many ways. I mean, I'm already am, but that's more by default, not by choice. But, I mean, it's like living a life where you don't go and you don't flaunt your stuff. You just live, you know, in a way that...
No, I'm not talking about living without any money. I mean, do you give even though you don't have anything?
Sometimes I have, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So that's what we want.
But I'm not saying I'm Mother Teresa. I'm saying there's been times when I've given where, you know what, it wasn't like I had a lot to give. And I know right. friends that do that. And but I'm also saying, you know, the Bible says, you know, you can have faith that moves mountains. You can have financial stability or wealth. You can have the heart of, you could be the nicest person in the world, but if you don't have love, you have nothing.
Okay, great.
There we go.
Okay, I'll take that.
Okay.
And on that note, we're going to wrap up, folks. Thank you all for joining us. Kira, thank you.
Thank you, Justin Bieber.
We'll be, all... we'll yeah. be back here tomorrow.
Listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.